My name is Kevin. Welcome to my podcast. Obviously, it's my podcast because of the name. All right. On today's episode, I'm going to be telling you how I meditate. So, without much further ado, here is my meditation technique. Honestly, about a year ago, if you talked to me about meditation, I would have probably given you one of those side laughs. Not just like that. Right. I would have given you those ones because what the hell are you talking about? What kind of mystic freak are you? But fast forward to today, I am enthusiastic advocate for meditation. Simply because when I look back, I genuinely believe that meditation has been one of the things that has fostered my mental stability, you know, in terms of peace, you know, in terms of how I treat people, in terms of how I react, react less, you know, and take action more. There's the idea of responsibility, like how you respond to anything is on you. Like, we don't feel pain or we don't get hurt because someone called us a cow. We get hurt because of how we respond to how that someone called us a cow. You know, your responsibility, right? So I found myself, like, things that would earlier irritate me, there is some sort of taking a step back and even sympathizing with people who, imagine someone who insults you. How harsh are they with themselves? Or someone who belittles people, you know? They just see the negativity in people. Imagine how harsh they are with themselves. So a lot of times when people are mean to you, they're only spreading the energy that they have with you. Nakumkele stuff, yeah. Ukitusimu tu umbwa, you have like 20 umbwas in you. It's true in terms of what we're talking about. And I've realized meditation really is just about that. And then that would then go further and someone asks, then what is meditation about? What is this meditation? I don't know the professional meaning, but from my understanding, I do believe that meditation is about that exactly. Channeling that, you know, deep-seated energy, you know, that pure energy, that positive vibe kind of energy, you know, that energy that you used to have, that inner child, you know? It's about channeling that. It's about mentally draining all that exhaustion and just making yourself lighter physically, mentally, health-wise. It's about bringing yourself into the present. And if you realize, we're either always thinking about the next step or what happened in the past. You know, I'm working on this project. All right, I can't wait to finish my exams. And then we are not focused. That's what meditation is all about. But I've talked about this with a lot of my colleagues. And one thing that always is palpable or is very, very conspicuous in our conversations is that people don't understand it. Or even though they do, there's this ancient idea of, you know, meditation is about you sit somewhere, you close your eyes, and you don't think about anything. Which actually, to some extent, there's some truth in that. Even me, from my initial understanding. But I also learned that there are various techniques to meditating, you know, rather than that one, when you come early and you don't think about anything. In fact, when I started meditating, that's what I used to do. And then I'd find myself reminding myself not to think, only to realize that I'm thinking about reminding myself not to think. Right? So you're just there seated and you're like, focus on breathing, focus on the breathing. And then you're starting to focus on how the air is moving through your nostrils. And then nakumbuka kuna siku karibu ukiwa mdogo ulibebwa na upepo. And then it's just a downward spiral because you're just getting distracted. So it's almost like only gurus can pull that off, honestly. And I don't know how they do it because I don't know how you can sit without thinking. You always have to have some sort of distraction. And sometimes that's when you see the ancient techniques of meditating. It's all about focusing on words and affirmation in your head. Repeat them over and over and over. And for me, sometimes I found that to be very... it's like you hit an impasse in terms of meditation because you repeat until it becomes so mundane or so normal, such a cliche that it's just exhausting. But now I landed on this new technique of meditation that I want to share with you in a bit. And this is a modern one because it looks into, listen, I read this book that was talking about how we have ancient, like we literally have our ancestral brains, but we have been put in a world that has so much evolved from what our ancestors have that to some extent you sympathize with kids of today because of the immense pressure that they are at with the same primitive brains. You know, the brain just thinks the same way. It looks for pleasure. It looks for the easier way out. The brain is just there to help you survive. Otherwise, it doesn't want you to succeed or do the hard stuff, you know? And yet our world today is filled with just making things easier, which is not a bad thing, but to some extent it's detrimental because when you look at things like that provide, when you look at businesses literally doing $1 million worth of research to just know how can they tap into that dopamine, you know, how can they offer you that surge of dopamine so that you stay riveted on that screen? How can they offer that, you know, hit of dopamine so that you buy their junk food? You get what I'm saying? We still have those ancestral brains, but in a world that has been so much curated to target you and make you live your worst life. So this meditation technique is to help with that modern way of living. And it's succinctly defined as meditation technique that helps you improve your life, make your life better. And so without much further ado, I want us to get into this. But first, get a very quiet place, get a place to sit nicely, a 90 degree angle, you know, have a backrest, a feet 90 degrees, or legs rather, 90 degrees. Hands on your laps, that's my favorite way to do it, so that you can just release that tension on your fingers and clench your butt if you are. And yeah, let's dive in. So like I said earlier, meditation is about really bringing yourself in the present and clearing your mind. And with this technique, it's about improving your life. So the first step really is to get a comfortable sitting position. How I like to do it is I sit on a chair or a seat that has a backrest that is very much, you know, it's not in a slanted position, just very straight up, almost at a 90 degree angle. I also like to place my legs at a 90 degree angle with my feet on the floor and my hands on my laps. Now, this just helps me relax. You know, you can put your hands together very lightly, but them on your laps just relaxes them because there's no tension in your fingers. You can feel the easiness on your legs. You're just in a relaxed mode. The next step is to really just close your eyes because, again, while we are meditating, we are avoiding as much distraction as we can get. And I once shared with you that as human beings, we have over 11 million sensory cells. And 10 million, approximately 10 million of them, are dedicated for your sight. So the sight is one of the most strongest, it's actually the strongest sense that you have. That's why it's very easy to be distracted visually. So close your eyes. And the first thing that you want to do is bring yourself into the present. So how do you do that? Using your sensory organs. So what I like to do is I start to listen. What is around me? Now, the aim is not to distract yourself. In fact, contrary from that, the aim is to bring you into the present. When you're aware of what is happening around you, then you are seated in the present. So start listening. What is going on around? Who is talking? If there is anyone who's talking but for me. Or what are the sounds that you can hear? It could be a car coughing in the background like crazy. It could be birds jumping from one tree to another, hither to thither, as they sing their sweet melodious tunes. It could be anything. Listen carefully and try to bring that into your attention so that it's less of a distraction and more of what your environment has. The next step is to smell. So what are you smelling around you? Could be a meal brewing by, could be baby's diaper, could be your stench because you didn't shower, it could be anything. Now let's focus on our taste. So what are you tasting? What is the sense of taste in your mouth, right? After that, we move to touch and feel. What can you touch, right? It could be your hands on your lap. It could be your feet on the ground. It could be your clothes on your skin. It could be your heartbeat. That sense of touch, right? It's very important. And lastly, what can we see? Obviously, if your eyes are closed, unless you're quite something, you should be staring at darkness, which is just perfect. Now with this, after we have brought ourselves into the present, it's now time to channel the right energy. Now remember, we're using this technique to help us improve our lives. And what better way to start that than from channeling the positive energy? Now, what I like to do is I think of the person that I love most. Most often than not, it's always my grandma. And I want you to replace that, you know, my grandma with your favorite person that you love. And just imagine them at your favorite place. It could be your home setting. Home setting is very preferable. So a home setting, a comfortable home setting, a place that you're familiar with is very preferable. This person could be seated right in front of you. They could be staring back, smiling. Now, the reason why you choose someone you love most is because you and only you know how you love them best. And so imagine yourself offering them that love that you normally give them. It could be through your favorite love language. I love hugging, so that's what I envision myself doing. And I'm hugging my grandmother so tightly that I can feel her, that I can literally feel her in this very moment. So imagine yourself loving the person that you love most, the best way that you know how. The next step from this is spreading this love that we have just given and spreading it to all corners of our home or our space. Could start from the living room, unless unakaa kwa bedsitter. You just need to go through one room. But you could go through the living room, take this energy and take it to everyone who's seated around the living room. It could be people that surround you. Take it to the bedrooms, you know, let it flow to the kitchen, let it flow to the corridors. And then let's take this love to our neighborhood. So to spread it to our neighbors, let them feel this love. Spread it all across at a watchman, I feel. Take it to the watchman. Spread it. Now let's get it out of the gate. Let's flow and channel this love energy across the city, wherever city you're in. Channel it across your country. Look at it, feel it, see it being spread across the world. Now remember, we're channeling this energy so that we can be in our best state of mind while we move on to the next step. As you do this, it's very important to remind yourself to breathe in and out gently. Breathe in and out gently. Because again, we are trying to cement ourselves in the present. So remember to breathe in and out gently. The next step that we will use is to envision ourselves achieving our biggest dreams and goals. Because remember, this technique is supposed to help you become the best person that you want to become. It's supposed to help you improve your life in the best way that you know how. So envision yourself in your big dream. It could be that you want to become the most sought out public speaker in this world. It could be that you want to become the best doctor. It could be that you are performing on stage. Envision yourself living your biggest dream. Now with that energy, I want you to source it from that imagination. Source the energy. How will you perform on stage? Will it be plain? Will it be uninspirational? Or will it be with love and energy? Now, I want you to source that energy from that dream. See yourself doing it. How are you engaging with the people around you? How are you serving in the best way that you know how? Source that energy. Because what we're going to do next is help us in this very moment. Very many a times, while living in the present, while chasing our dream, we forget that this present moment is part of that dream. One of the best advice that have been shared with me has been that if you want to see your next 5 years, look at your now. Because in all honesty, whatever you're doing now will most likely be what you'll be doing in the next 5 years if you continue with it consistently. Now, the present might be a bit tough. Sitting in your bedroom, trying to write that music, trying to practice the guitar, trying to work on your exams. But it's important to use the energy that we sourced from our dream to place it in our very present moment. So how do you want to tackle your exams? How do you want to practice? How do you want to treat the people around you in this present moment? Feel that energy in your now. Imagine it. And as you do this, remember to breathe in and out gently. As you feel the moment, as you envision yourself putting your best foot forward every single morning, when you don't want to wake up but you need to, imagine yourself doing it with a smile. Feel the energy. Whenever you're ready, you can now start slowly opening your eyes. As you feel the energy, as you breathe in and out, as you trace back the love right from the world to your city, to your neighborhood, to your home, to your living room, back to where it all began, to the person that you love most. This person could be alive or not, but the most important thing is that they help you channel out an energy that you associate with your biggest hopes and dreams. As you do this, you can now open your eyes gently and feel that vibe. Feel it. Because that is you, that is possible, that is true. Now open your eyes. And that's it. That is it. So with that technique, honestly, you can do it as many times as you want for extensive periods of time. The idea, the common theme of this technique is to improve your life. Sometimes you're just meditating, not thinking of your biggest goals, but thinking of your tiny goals today. So how do I want to treat people today? Is it with a smile? Is it with a frowny face? How am I going to do it? Envision it. See yourself doing it. Because every big idea, every big achievement began with an idea, began with that imagination. So feel the energy. Let it flow through your body. Let yourself feel it. Let it be you. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I cannot add, I cannot subtract. I hope that this technique will help you at the very least whenever you need it. So do enjoy, do listen again if you need to. Do help yourself, put yourself into the present, do feel it, do it at the earliest hours of your day because it's quiet, if you can, or before you go to bed. Do it at those moments that you are by yourself. Until next time, guys, I hope that you've enjoyed this. If you really have, remember our challenge to share it with one person, just one person. It will do us a great deal. If you want to engage with me, you can always find me using the links below on my social pages at MindMind or Kevin's Pod, or through my email down below. Kindly check out my friends' works that I've linked down below. If you have any questions in regards to careers, I have a link down below from one of my favorite career coaches and mentors. You can access them, you can email them, and they will help you right away. I want to leave you there. I want to wish you an amazing time wherever you are. We are at our final episode, almost our final episode of this season. I would love to wrap up this season and tell you that once we are back next time, probably around July, it will be premium content or really good content that will be accessible to you, obviously for free, but we're going to put a lot more extra sauce on it and you're going to enjoy it. Until next time, guys, bye.